1973 was the year of my 5th birthday. My family lived in a 2-story farmhouse. It was while living there I saw my first harvest moon. I watched it follow me as I sat in the back seat of my parents' car. I could not take my eyes off it. I had no doubts about the benevolent intentions of the moon. The moon was looking out for me, following me home to be sure I would be all right. I would soon enough find out how misguided my beliefs were. Bad things would happen to me on the moon's watch. There were times when my dad would come after me with his belt. He would often hit my protective mother. Afterwards, as we went out for a walk, she would break down in grief. "Are you sad because Dad hits us?" Her response was to the point. "Don't you ever tell anyone your dad hits us." I stare at the ground. My first lesson in shame. My mother would tell me years later at the horror she felt hearing the words come out of her mouth. However, sitting in the back seat of that old car, I knew the moon would protect me. To me, God was not a great cop in the sky, or even a parent figure. God was the moon, simple as that. Now, I had gone to Sunday school, where I learned if you eat your boogers, you will throw up. I always learn things best through first-hand experience. So I looked out the car window and watched God. That huge orange moon looking back at me did not make me feel small in the least. It was as Meister Eckhart wrote, "The eye with which I see God is the same eye with which God sees me." It was in this spirit I put my tooth under my pillow that night. While asleep, I could feel the hand of the tooth fairy gently lift my pillow to make the exchange. The next morning I looked at my new coin and felt the presence of God. This small token represented all the love in the world to me. Now in my life, I have made others to suffer. And I know something of what it is like to be a child who suffers. Knowing these things, I do not understand a God who would kill his own son. However, I gripped my quarter and felt infinity in the palm of my hand.